Josh, I guess the obvious, just give us an update how you're feeling and progressing here, getting ready for tomorrow.
Yeah, I feel great, ready to go tomorrow. Back all cleared and ready to play.
With DeMelo, obviously, first chance for you guys to play together. What have you seen from him since he's joined the crew here?
Yeah, I mean, played a couple games with him, and then not with him, but in the same lineup, obviously, and then had the chance to watch the last four. And you know, he just does everything really solid, really well. Makes consistent reads. He's good with the puck. Makes little breakout plays, and you know, he's very consistent in everything he does. And you know, he's a good defender. He's got a good stick defensively, and you know, he's very well positioned all over the ice. So you know, just watching the games, you can really see that. You know, that's a real strength of his, and even in practice today. Yeah, albeit it was practice, but we I think started to sort of read off each other, and like I said, he's a really easy guy to read off of just even after one practice. So I'm excited to have the chance to play with him.
How kind of frustrating has it been missing games at this time of year?
Yeah, you never want to miss games. Obviously, that's your job. That's what I love to do. So. But especially at this time of year when every game is extremely important. But you know what, I think happy obviously right now to come back and just want to bring my best game in the next 15 games till the end of the season and try to, you know, bring my best game to the team, and I'm just excited to be back.
Play with a lot of different D partners this year, just based on how the season's gone with injuries. What's the challenge with that? Is there any? I mean, for you guys?
I mean, sure, obviously, if you have the chance to play with somebody for an extended period of time, maybe it's a bit easier to develop chemistry and whatnot, but at the same time, sometimes long-time pairings get split up and you find something new with somebody else, and so it just kind of... It really depends on the situation, you know. Obviously, that's just part of the game, and but I think obviously communication and you know, talking about things before the game, working on things in practice, you know, not just going through the drills, but actually trying to sort of talk about certain reads that each guy is going to make and how you can read off the other player, I think makes a big difference once you get in the game, and then once you have a little bit of time to play together, those things start to come.